Jerkin unwound a hefty sling from his waist, fitted a big round river pebble into it, and whirled the thing overhead.
Ah, us dilly pins knows how to swing a rock. Gimme a target.
Tag pointed.
Poplar branch, sticking out there. See?
Jerkin whipped off the stone. It zipped through the air and snapped off the poplar branch with a resounding crack. Grinning, he held out the sling to Tag.
Wanna try it, river dog?
The otter smiled and shook his head.
Not really, mate. See that woodrush flower in front of the poplar?
Jerkin squinted.
You mean that one growing low down, agin the trunk?
Tag's blade flashed through the air. It landed quivering in the poplar trunk, pinning the star-shaped woodrush flower through its centre. Tag winked broadly at Jerkin.
Want to try it, spike dog?
Robald pulled Tag away, beckoning him urgently to sit and eat. It was obvious that Robald was no friend of Jerkin.
Aunt Lorry has made us some of her delicious pancakes. We'd be well advised to consume them before some dillypin does.
Great Aunt Lorry served the delicious pancakes, pouring everyone a beaker of green sap milk. Serving Tag first, she whispered,
"You eat hearty now, sir, and pay no heed to that jackin."
Nimbalo tucked into his food, remarking to Robald,
"What's all Jerkin glaring at Tag like that for? Look at the face on him. You'd think he was sitting on a wasp."
"Jerkin's a decent enough type as far as dillypins go,"
Robald explained,
"but he's always got to be top hog wherever he goes. You shouldn't have showed him that knife trick, Tag. He can't do it, so now he's working himself up to challenge you to some silly game that he knows he's best at. If I were you, I'd keep my eye on him."
Robald's prediction turned out to be correct. Jerkin and his crew became extra noisy, tussling with each other and bumping into Tag's table without apologising. Then they started flicking small pebbles at one another. Jerkin waited until a young hog was between him and Tag, then flicked a pebble lazily at the youngster, who was swift enough to dodge it easily. The pebble struck Tag on his cheek, which seemed to cause great hilarity among the dillypins, Jerkin laughing loudest. Tag picked up the pebble, calling cheerfully to Jerkin.
"Not much of a shot, mate. You'd better learn to throw properly."
The otter tossed the pebble back over his shoulder and battered it hard with his tail. It zinged off, whacking the tip of Jerkin's nose painfully. Clapping a paw to his injured snout, Jerkin waited until the other dillypins had stopped laughing. He hid the anger in his eyes by smiling at Tag.
"Good job you're only a river dog, or I'd spark tussle you."